Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's seeds. Just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again. Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just blast it down. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan. Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared about us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, June the 21st of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important topic for you today. As you guys know, I'm still battling through the whole throat thing and, a little fever and chills, cold, up, down, left, right, all that good stuff. Yeah, I know I'm not really a big fan of doctors, so if I don't, if I can figure it out myself, I'm definitely going to do that. Which is what I've been doing. So stuff sometimes will linger a little bit longer or go and come back because without antibiotics to go and totally shut it down, the body has to fight off the bacteria. And you got to also find out the source of the bacteria. Otherwise, it just comes back. And so that's kind of what's been going on. So hopefully you guys can understand. Along with what we talked about last night, which is some of the stuff just going through, when you get attacked sometimes, not necessarily attack. But when you go from levels, which is what we want to talk about today, when you go from one level to another level, you're in no man's land for a little while until you get to the next level. And you have to really, really think about what that means. It's like if you don't have somebody to reach out and grab you by the hand and pull you up to that next level, it's like climbing a mountain. You know, when you rock climbing or you're climbing a mountain, you're climbing, you're using your hands and your feet. You got two hands, 2 feet, and if one slips, you know, you put more stress and more strain on your other hand to keep you in place until you get your other hand back. And you have to find good things to grab onto to pull your way up the mountain unless somebody throws you a rope. So if somebody throws you a rope, they help pull you up the mountain. Without that assistance, you have to pull yourself up the mountain. So even though I'm sitting here and I'm going and I'm doing the show, and on the outside, it looks great. If you were sitting here with me, you would see what I am going through. Now, everybody goes through stuff. I ain't the Long Ranger. So if I'm going through something on a, as we talked about last night, and the only reason I share this stuff publicly is so I want you guys to see I'm a real dude. So if you lost 50% or 60% of your income, how would that affect you? If your health, if you had to walk around with a hole in your tooth, where your total nerve is exposed, where you're in constant pain, how would that affect you? Now, if you had a fever and if you had a sore throat, if your body ached, if you was operating on 50%, some days 25% of your normal energy, how would that affect you? If you are going through issues, brothers and sisters, what do you do? That's what we talked about last night. In the middle of the valley, when you're going through traumatic events, bills still got to get paid. The light company don't give a damn if you're sick. All they want to know is when you're going to pay your bill. So the show goes on. One monkey don't stop the show. Now, I'm not here for no sympathy vote. I'm trying to express, expose, and expand to you today that I live what I preach. And I'm using the same thing that I tell you guys to do to overcome and to override the negative habit pattern or the current pattern. Now, the question that's deeper, the deeper question is, what are we talking about today? Pattern recognition. So there's a certain pattern. So how do you exchange your unconscious pattern for a conscious pattern? Well, that's what I'm doing right now. So the old man doesn't want to die. So that's what I'm doing right now. You have to kill the old man, the old pattern, the old way of thinking. So how do you exchange your old conscious pattern for a conscious pattern? Well, the first thing you got to do is you got to recognize that there is a pattern that exists. The biggest problem I have is that people don't even want to examine or analyze or slow down. Everybody's on automatic pilot, myself included. So what does that mean, though? That simply means, brothers, that there is a pattern. It's called a motivated abilities pattern. Now, every pattern has a payoff, every negative pattern. Do you know that there's a payment and a payoff and a reason for negative activity? Now, you need to really think outside the box because this is important. This is why if you were to sit down and you was to interview a serial rapist or a murderer or a bank robber or what we deem, emphasis on the word we, modern psychology, the masses, how do we know what's right and wrong? Your definition of right and wrong is different from mine. So just because you say something is right and I say something is wrong, that doesn't make it right or wrong. It's our perception. It's mass consciousness. We'll go along with the program. So the program says that you're supposed to get up, get a job, go to work, come home, you know, wife, 2.5 kids, garage, all blah, blah, blah. Well, go talk to the homeless man like I did. They don't buy into that system, and then we demonize them. We say that they got mental issues. No, that fool just doesn't want to go along with your system, your pattern. So it's very important, brothers and sisters, to underline or to understand the unconscious pattern that is driving the conscious behavior. Because if you don't have what I call pattern recognition, then you're not conscious. You're living your life, and you're going through life on automatic pilot. And then you wake up one day, and you're like me. You're going to be 50, 60, 70 years old. You're going to wake up one day, and you ain't even lived. So your job, my job, is to assist you with identifying your unconscious pattern, because that changed my life. Now, on the outside, what's really interesting to me is that the only way to identify the unconscious is to become conscious. Now, people say that word conscious and unconscious, and they throw those words around. That doesn't mean shiznit. What I'm saying is, if you watch a person's behavior, that tells you their goal. People do a role. They act just like a character in a movie because it's taking them in the direction of their goal. A unconscious pattern is a unconscious goal. You're not even aware that your payment or your payoff is, as we talked about on yesterday's show, when I revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified the 12 archetypes. That's your goal. You've been living your entire life, and up until yesterday, you didn't even know that was your goal. And so when I found out my goal, as I talked about yesterday, of the 12 archetypes, according to psychologists, the greatest psychologist, arguably, Carl Jung, whether you guys believe is irrelevant. The word archetype is the exact same word blood type. So the next series I'm getting ready to do, I'm going to break down these eight patterns that control unconsciously your life. Now, you can't change your blood type, but you can become conscious and override it with a conscious pattern. What does that mean? That means, as we talked about on yesterday's show and the day before that, and what I've been talking about pretty much this entire year, I'm trying to help people the way I'm helping myself to identify your current belief system, your current archetype. Now, remember, the word archetype, the word arc means original or old. The word type means pattern. So the word blood means life, and the word type means pattern. So your blood type is your life type, your life pattern. So if I want to know what you're going to do, I just need to know your blood type. This is why I do Dear Kinnear reports. Because I stumbled upon this stuff and I learned this stuff by birth. I was born with this. So I ask people all the time, and I'm going to ask you the same thing that I ask every client, pretty much, usually in the beginning when I start talking to people. The first thing I ask them is, what is the thing that you can do with total confidence and mastery that you know so well that you are so arrogant and cocky, for lack of better terms, that you would be willing to take a bullet for? Now, think about that question. Excuse me. Remember, you guys, I'm about, 50% maybe of my normal place. So my voice, my energy, focus, everything is little. I'm not 100%. But again, I want to make sure I drop these nuggets in your lap. Now, remember, the first thing that we talked about with the 12 archetypes that parallels over into the 8 blood types that I'm going to be talking in my next pay-per-view series, which I need everybody to be a part of, because if you don't understand the God of your blood, then you don't understand the worship that is required. And the word worship means workship. So you're living your life, you're working, but you're working, I'm A positive, but what if I'm working like I am O positive? That dog don't hunt. That pattern don't work. Therefore, my life is going to suck because I'm swimming upstream. My pattern, my God, my blood, my original. Now, can I override it? Yes, once I become conscious of it. But first, I got to become aware. How can you How can you change anything when you're not aware of anything? For example, how do you know if you got a bad diet, nobody told you it was a bad, you got a bad diet, you got high blood pressure, cholesterol off the chart, you know, suffering from pre-diabetic, this, that, or the other, and you have no clue because nobody told you. So you're just going through life all willy-nilly. Then you go to the doctor and they say, dude, you can't eat, you know, you can't eat pork chops and, you know, hog maws and, you know, knock out six Snickers every day and expect to be healthy. And then, oh, well, I didn't know. Okay, now that you know, when you know better, you do better. But if you don't know something, how in the world are you going to be held to a standard that you're not even aware of? So the first thing you have to be aware of is, okay, I got a problem. What's interesting to me is talking to, like, I have the luxury of talking to people every day, and it's very, very mind-blowing when you talk to somebody that got a drug problem because they don't got a problem. First thing they say, oh, I just drink a little bit. But every day you see them, they drink it. But according to them, they don't got a problem. Because their problem doesn't affect them, it affects you. See, people with problems, the problem never affects the person. We just destroy everybody's life around us. See, I go through life, you know, hey, I'm living good. But my life destroys the people that are around me. That means I got a problem. If I don't slow down and stop and look at, okay, how does my behavior affect you? See, my behavior doesn't affect me because I got a payoff. I'm getting paid. So let me be crystal clear on this. You got to exchange your payment. Now, remember, I told you guys when I found this out, especially, you know, like 5 years ago when I started doing this, and I was like way, way back, even before then. I remember when I was in New Mexico riding around, thought I was the shizness, man. You can tell me nothing. Had my own business, you know, I was a police officer, have, you know, that I was working part-time as a security supervisor, couldn't tell me nothing, dude. I thought my dookie didn't stink. I'm going through life, man, living the dream. And I had a problem, a huge problem, because even though I was doing all this stuff, I didn't have no money. I had money, but where was it going? And I remember, man, getting frustrated. And I remember asking the big G, okay, what's going on? And big G said, you balling, dude. You got big bank. And I'm like, really? Where's it at? He says, it's in the form of all them damn females you're talking to. That's your money. So what was my payoff? My payoff was females. What was they giving me? Attention. So my payment was not sleeping around with women. My payment was the attention, excuse me, that I was getting from women. So if you don't go through, brother, then ask yourself that question 7 times. See, people say, well, I like to talk to women who husbands cheat. Because the first thing the female says is the man is cheating because, you know, he wants sex. And then you talk to the man, sex is the last thing the man is thinking about. Men cheat because they get respect from somebody else that they're not getting at home. And women think the man cheating because he can't keep his freaking little head in his damn pocket. No, that's not it. See, if you don't understand why people do what they do, you cannot effectively affect the change in yourself, not other people. You know how hard it is to change yourself? How the hell are you going to change somebody else? So today's message is not necessarily here. I'm here to drop nuggets in your lap to assist you with becoming conscious of the fact that you're unconscious and your pattern if you choose to change it. Now, a lot of people like their pattern. A lot of people like getting paid. I go to the gym, I watch dudes, they can't walk past the mirror. And I look at myself, and I just laugh, man. It's funny, because that used to be me. I couldn't go and work out because I spent the whole hour in the gym looking at myself because I was in love with myself. Now, go to the gym and watch these young dudes in there throwing around, man. As soon as they spot a mirror, they go over there and flex their arm. That's all they do. Then they'll go pick up a weight. Then they'll go over there, they'll start working out right next to this other female, and then they'll look in the mirror, and they see themselves again, they start flexing their arm. Fools don't work out, they're just flexing. Why? Their unconscious behavior. Why do they do that? They like themselves. Why do they like themselves? Somebody else didn't. So now they got to overcompensate. Now remember, in the ego, everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, you're number one, the innocent, number two, the regular guy, number three, the hero, or number four, the caregiver. You're one of those. You're one of these right now, and I'm talking to you. Which one are you? So if you don't know this, if I just said something that you've never heard before, you're in trouble. Why? Because according to every ancient text, according to the Helios Biblios, everybody has an original pattern. And you cannot override the original pattern. You just copy it. You transform it. You model it. You pass it down to your sons. When you go look at my father, my father's 85 years right now. I can go look at my father right now. The same shizness he did, I'm doing. And if my black ass don't change, when I'm 85, I'm going to be sitting in the house by myself exactly like my father. Because his father did the same damn thing. This shizness is real, man. This controls your whole life. You think you're making decisions because you're conscious? We're all unconscious. The thing is to try to identify it and to lessen the degree of your unconsciousness. That's what I'm doing. And the enemy knows that. So anytime you step outside of your pattern, you're going to experience resistance because you got to get back in your lane. It's like you go to school, you got a desk. You get outside of your desk, the teacher say, Johnny, sit your ass back down in the desk. Why? That's the system. Okay, who said you're supposed to go to school anyway? Well, that's how you got to learn. Well, back in the old days, they taught you at home. Everybody was homeschooled. Back in the old days, nobody had a job. Everybody's job was taking care of their farm. Everybody bartered. Everybody knew that Jim Bob, he grows corn. And then, you know, Henry, he raised hogs. Jethro, he raised cattle. Somebody else over here, they grow cotton. So everybody would get together and there was exchange. They're goods. But what they did, I said at the beginning, they understood the thing that they was designed by God to do better than anybody else. And they did that thing. The problem that we have today is we all go to school and we learn a trade or a skill that takes us away from our pattern or our design. So we got a bunch of people who are experts in their trade or their skill, and they are unhappy because it's violating their pattern or their design. And I just decided to wake up, and I just woke up and I said, you know what, I want to live with my trade or my skill. So I learned I'm very good with my trade and my skill. So I went to the Marines. They taught me a little something. Then I went to police academy, they taught me a little something else. Then I went to corrections, then I went to code, then I went to security. Then I became very good at understanding deviant behavior, understanding how the criminal mind works, understanding how to safeguard other people's property, understanding how to have what is called command presence. You go to these young security officers, man, these young security people, they don't know shit about no damn command presence. If you got to open your mouth and you're in security, you fail. You couldn't work for me. When you walk in the room, you command the room. If you're in security and you can't do that, you're in the wrong occupation. A police officer should never pull his gun. Whole time I was a cop, I never used my weapon. My presence was my weapon. If you cannot command the presence when you walk into a room, the criminal should be, we're in trouble now. So the whole time I worked in the freaking Supermax prison, the inmates knew. The only thing they asked me was, hey, Raj, what shift you got? But nobody got raped on my shift. Nobody was kiting and freaking transporting drugs, and nobody was doing nothing. Even the freaking captains and the lieutenants knew, hey, Raj, that dude don't play, man. He will rat you out. He don't give a damn what side of the fence you're on. If you was dirty, everybody knew, hey, don't work with me. So what do you do that everybody knows? I'm not talking about what you say with your mouth. When you walk in the room, what does your vibe say, homie? What is your resonance? Your resonance, your vibe, your frequency. That's the only thing that matters. The only thing that matters is your energy. Your energy is your entity. And there is an unconscious energy pattern, excuse me, that you are exhibiting. Now, if it's working for you, package that sucker and set it like hotcakes. That's your ticket to freedom. But what if your pattern is like mine? It wasn't working for you. I had a pattern. What was my pattern? I was a ladies' man. Now, I wasn't no good-looking dude. I wasn't 6'5". I didn't have no blonde hair. I didn't have blue eyes. I didn't have a lot of money. So why did I get women? Because I understand how women think. How to understand how women think. Because I was raised with a bunch of women. I have a bunch of sisters, a bunch of aunts, a bunch of grandparents. There was no men. There was just females around. So I understood one thing about women. Men, if you can understand this, you'll never be single in your life. It's the easiest thing to slice bread. Women want to be heard. Sex appeal, you know, big muscles, all this other stuff that men think women want. Sit down and listen to a woman. Listen to her. I'm talking about really listen. Active listening. Restate every statement that she says. Validate her feelings. Give her the right to have a damn opinion. Actually freaking agree with her. She'll follow you home like a lost puppy. Why? Where can women go and be heard? I'm talking about really heard. Where can a woman go and have her rights acknowledged? They tell women they ain't got the right to make a decision whether to keep a baby or not. Now the government gonna tell you. How the hell you gonna tell a woman? If a woman, I don't agree with abortion, man, but that's a freaking woman's right, dude. I ain't no female. I ain't even in that debate. How the hell a man gonna tell a woman what to do with her own body? What? And so, if you don't understand these underlying patterns that destroy and cause division, how are you going to change it? Now, let me tell you the secret to life. This is a hard one, but this is it. This is it. Now, remember, you got a pattern, and your pattern is one of the, again, we just looking at the base that we talked about. I already broke that series down, the 12 archetypes. We're going to get ready to do the 8 blood patterns and the gods that control them. Because number one, you have the innocence. A innocent is somebody who's green. They're an eternal optimist. They have a utopian mindset. That's number one. Number two, regular guy. This is a solid person. This is probably somebody who's a 2 or 22. That means that you are grounded, stable, loyal. You're a regular guy. You're a regular gal. Or you're 3. The number 3 is the hero. The hero is the crusader, the warrior, the soldier. Where there's a will, there's a way. Always out to prove his worth. Very courageous. Or maybe you are a caregiver. You're one of these 4. Or if you're like me, you try to change your pattern. See, I was born a caregiver. Love everybody. You want to protect and serve. You were born this way. My name, the name William, means protector. You want to help everybody. You lay down your life for a total stranger. You are a companion. You're a saint. You're a helper. You're a support. That's me. Then I got my ass whooped when I went to the hood every day. Why? Caregivers are not needed in the hood. So I had to morph. I had to change my pattern. Stop caring, brother. You go over there and be nice to a drug dealer. He's going to punch you in the mouth. You start crying, and they say, well, what the hell are you crying for? You're going to get punched in the mouth again. And then you're going to say, oh, man, I want to go home. And then you're going to get punched in the and they're going to get kicked in the butt when you turn your back. So I grew up quick, and I stopped being a caregiver, and I started being a hero. I started coming in, and I started having mastery. I started kicking ass and taking names. I started being strong and competent. I started being arrogant and cocky. That kind, loving, caregiving, nurturing, big teddy bear that I was, I buried that fool when I was 8. I changed my pattern, bruh. The hood changed my pattern. When I was a little country bumpkin, running out there chasing squirrels and rabbits and stuff, living in the country on my grandmother's 100 acres of land, it was cool. I was coddled. I was a mama's boy. That's why I feel sorry for mama boys. Man, there's a black man raised by a mama. I feel sorry for him. Because when his ass grows up, he got to go out into the real world. And the real world, take mama's boys, go to prison. What happens to mama's boys in prison? You got to grow up, bruh. You got to grow up. Ain't nobody going to freaking feed you. You got to hunt for yourself. There is no pact between lions and men. You're going to be a man or you're going to be a lion? I'm going to be a lion. So I had to grow up. So my change was forced changed. Do you think I'm crying about it? Hell no, I'm happy. But I ain't forgot that at my core, I'm still a caregiver. But when I go out in the streets, I'm a lion. Don't get it twisted. What are you? Are you the innocent, utopian, everything's green, everybody loves you, Jesus saves, that you? Maybe you're a regular dude, a regular dudette, foundational, good virtues and values, down to earth, full of empathy, person next door, regular. Maybe you're the hero. Are you the caregiver? Now, is any one of these better than the other? No. This is just a pattern, dude. It's just a pattern, do that. That's all it is. The problem is, you don't know it. Because guess what? If I go into an environment that doesn't like heroes, what y'all think I'm going to do? Then I'm going there with a shirt on that says, I am the hero? No. I'm going to sit in the back, keep my mouth shut. That's why pattern recognition is the most important thing on earth. So when I meet you, what you think I'm doing? I'm using what I'm getting ready to tell you right now, my secret weapon. See, I don't need to take no personality test. I don't need to do no Dear Canary reports. I do that for you because you need that system. See, I don't need technology. See, I don't need technology. I don't need pharmacare, medicine. Now, does it help? Hell yeah. Well, even right now, I'm going through, hey, this stuff keep hanging around, my voice, fever, throat, all that stuff, yeah, am I going to go to the doctor? Hell yeah, I'm going to go to the doctor. I'm going to get stuff called antibiotics. It helps my body fight off whatever's going on. But I'm going to give my body the chance to work for itself. But if it doesn't, then I'm going to get assistance. Because, again, if there's a way to make life easier, I'm going to use it. But I need to tell you the key first so that way you at least try it. Too many of us bump our toe on the bed or on a stool or on the dresser, and we run to the hospital. We don't even give our body, we don't even give our ruling disposition an opportunity to work. So there are patterns. You have one of those. Now, remember, that's just one. That's the first set of three. We still got the soul. You're either the explorer, the rebel, the lover, or the creator. That's another set. Then we have the last set of four. You are the court jester, funny guy. You're the sage, truth seeker. You're the magician, lawyer, figure out how stuff works. Are you the ruler? Which is just like basically what we talked about before when we talked about the hero. So you are one. For your soul, I'm sorry, your spirit, there's one pattern for your soul, there's one pattern for your body. Do you know three patterns that make up your mind? That makes up your biological, electrical, chemical being? So if you're living on this earth and you don't know the three archetypes, arch means original, type means pattern. So if you don't know where you are, how are you going to chart a course to where you're going? This is understanding the human psyche. This allows you to get in any situation. You can take me to any hood in America, drop me off. You can take me to a Klan rally. Give me about 5 minutes, and I will convince them not to hang me. I probably want to take 5 minutes. They probably want me to join the Klan. You can take me to drop me off with the Mexican mafia. They don't like black folks. They're like this one. Once you understand human nature, once you understand the human psyche, once you understand the spirit realm, once you understand loose and far, once you understand the unconscious pattern, once you understand the arcane, once you understand heteros gamas, once you understand Hermes triglycerides, once you understand Beelzebub, Once you understand the Mazaruth, these are all of the patterns that control this dimension. So I'm a pattern maker. But first, I am a pattern recognizer. So when I see you, when I meet you and I shake your hand, and oops, yep, there it goes. I got his pattern. I got her pattern. So I know you like the back of my hand. You say, well, Doc, you don't know me, dog. Yeah, you think so? You want to test my theory? I recognize patterns. How do I do that? See, I was born with something called discernment. Now, remember the first question. Let me ask the question again. The only question you got to answer today's message. After today's message, you must have the answer to this question. If you remember the Clarinomics group, you need to have the answer to this question. What is the number one thing that you can do with absolute authority or that you can talk about? What is the number one thing that you can talk about that you can do better than anybody else, not for as competition, as for as intuition, what I call fast thinking, knowledge plus application equals intuition. Some people call it wisdom. So let me ask the question again. What have you done so much? What have you done so many times that now it's automatic? It's like your heart. So what do you do that's equivalent to what your heart does? Now, your heart beats every day, all day, 24/7, 365, with no break. So I'm going to ask you the question. What can you do every day, all day, 24/7, 365, with no break? People tell me all the time, you know, they're in ministry, then they got to take a sabbatical because they burn out. You're in the wrong occupation, homie. If you got to take a vacation, that's how you know your ass is in the wrong job. Let me say that again. Now, I'm sick. Been sick for freaking damn near 10 days now. And I've been doing a show every day, twice a day. Still doing one-on-ones, still doing counseling, still doing writing books, still going to the gym. Now, do I do it every day? Nope, I'm not 100%. I'm still doing it. Why? You think I'm going to take a vacation? When I go on vacation, my wife say, babe, are you taking a laptop again? Last time we went to Corpus Christi, I took my whole damn computer. The whole freaking thing. You think I'm going to take a vacation? For what? Fool, I'm on vacation. Not you. Not calling you that. What am I saying? What can you do, brother? Who are you? You don't even know who you are, man. You don't even know your damn pattern. What's my pattern? How did I get it? Let me tell you. Pattern is fast thinking. That's your pattern. Something that you can do like this. Pow, 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 pow. You don't need no thought. Pattern is no thought. I do these shows, I have no thought. No notes, no nothing. No thought. That's pattern. Patterns, brothers. What you're supposed to be doing with your life. What you're supposed to be getting paid. The thing that you can do with no thought. If you got to think, you can't get paid. Because while you're thinking, somebody else is doing it. See, the problem with most of the members of the Clarinomics team, most of the people I know, the problem with me, we think too damn much. You're sitting there analyzing, you're prodding, you're coddling. The more you analyze, the more you're prodding, the more indication that you're a mama's boy or you're a daddy's girl. Now, nothing wrong with that, just that you got to recognize it, brother. You got to recognize it, sister. Then you can change it. The more you think, the more coddling you've experienced. Coddling allows you to sit around and do. You ain't got to worry about nothing. See, bills? Yeah, last time I checked, them bills, them suckers come regularly. It's rapid fire, brother. Rapid fire. We're in a world that is rapid fire. Only the people that can fire back are successful. So you got to do something that does like this. Plow, 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 plow. Fast thinking. Fast thinking means you and your intuition. Now, I don't use my brain. Sometimes it gets me in trouble. My wife would tell you, sometimes maybe you should slow down, bro, and think. But last time I checked, thinking to get your ass killed. When you're a cop, somebody pulls a gun on you, you're going to think? No. One center mass, two in the chest. Pow, pow, pow. Pattern. See, I was trained to shoot. I didn't just fire one round. Hell nah. One between the eyes, the other two right in the chest. Pow, pow, pow. That's the pattern. Pow, pow, pow. Can you do that? Pow, pow, pow. Can you do it? What can you do where you can go and pow, pow, pow? You ain't got to think. Whatever that is, that's what you should be doing today. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. Stop thinking. See, you're thinking too much. You're still thinking. It got to be pow, pow, pow. Because you're not living. We live in a fast-paced environment, homie. I don't know if y'all noticed. Everything in the universe vibrates except me, Brother Will. So now the key is to exchange your slow pattern for your fast pattern, your unconscious pattern. See, the unconscious pattern want to get paid. The fast pattern want to get results. Because after you get the results, guess what? You got to worry about getting paid. People follow people who know where the hell they're going. See, right now, do you ever get that feeling in your gut that something is wrong? In your gut, you ain't got no evidence, no proof, shit, you don't need it. While you sitting around waiting for evidence and proof, you're dying. Go with your gut, brother. Go with your gut, sister. I don't even care if it's wrong. Go with it. See, you're waiting for the why. You're waiting to do what I do. Well, I'm going to ask why seven times. Okay, while you're asking why seven times, the universe is gone. By the time you figure out, you know, why it happened again. Oh, Jim Bob raped somebody. Put one cent of mass, two in the chest. Well, why? You know, you sit around and talk about why Jim Bob did it. Yeah, it's too late. He did it. See, your intuition, brothers and sisters, your intuition is the only thing you need. That's how I live. I'm going back to it. Now, I used to live that way when I was in the hood, when I was walking the streets. I used to live by intuition. I'll be walking down the street, and I would see five or six dudes walking toward me. My gut would say, okay, boom, I turn off the road, I go somewhere else. Why? My gut says, them dudes are bad news. You too little, you can't whoop all of them. You might get the first one. But the other five, they're going to get you, bro. You want to take an ass whooping today? No, not today. Okay, turn down and go the other way. I remember every life-changing situation in my life. I remember being in the club in L.A. with all my Marine Corps buddies, and them suckers was drunk. And I remember walking in, and my gut told me, get out. I mean, no, these are my buddies. We Marines. We kick ass. We don't take whoopings. What even 15 minutes later, me and my buddies were sprinting back to the hotel room, being chased by a gang of, I don't know, I don't even know to this day, I don't know. I just know that we was in the wrong part of L.A. They didn't like Marines where we was at. We escaped with our lives. Them fools were shooting at us. They'd never seen us in our life. We could have died. Doing what? I was in a club in L.A. that I don't even remember to this day. My gut told me to get out. I didn't listen. See, the gut is a fast thinker. Your gut, your intuition is a pattern. It's a conscious pattern that overrides your unconscious pattern. But the problem is, we don't listen. Well, let me rephrase that. Brother Will, hard-ass head, you don't listen. My grandmother used to tell me that when I was a kid. Guess what? I'm listening now. See, your intuition works on a code. Now, this is a cookie blower. We're bringing this to a close. Intuition, and I've been saying this a lot if you've been listening to what I've been saying. I've been saying a lot about this word intuition. I've been saying a lot about the word enthusiasm. I've been saying a lot about, again, the word inspiration. And I've been saying a lot about the word charisma. Charisma. If you go back through the shows and listen, I've been saying the word intuition a lot. I've been saying the word enthusiasm a lot. I've been saying the word inspiration a lot. And I've been saying the word charisma a lot. Charisma is I've always said intuition, and I've always said enthusiasm. But charisma. You know the definition of the word gift in the Bible is the word charisma, charisma, charisma in Greek. That's your gift. So if you're not charismatic, now I'm not talking about the religious charismatic movement, although that is the same word. This is how, when I meet you and you ain't got no charisma, I know that you got a job, you got a talent, you got a skill, but you're lost. You're still operating according to the old pattern. The new pattern is charismatic. Now, I'm going to do a show and break these four words down and break down the new pattern, but I got to kill the old pattern. I've been talking about the old pattern, filled with my Clarinomics group, and you guys know moving forward, I'm only going to be working primarily with the members who paid me. If you're on a payment plan, love you. Appreciate you. Keep paying your payments, brother. Keep paying your payments, sister. Keep paying me. But there are some people who've paid me already. Cash money in full. See, I've been putting so much emphasis on the people who are paying me that I forgot or neglected. There are some people that's already paid me in full. Them suckers are serious. Because why? They put their money where their mouth is. Now, no disrespect to people that are paying. Yeah, I put things on payment plan too. Because I understand that, that's a lot of things I got to do. But then there are certain things that I pay in cash. There are some things, excuse me, that I'm willing to do certain things that I'm not willing to do with other things. Certain things. Now, again, no disrespect to anybody, anywhere, on any planet, at any time. I don't roll like that. If you think I roll like that, you need to use your intuition. You pick up the wrong vibe, honey. Honey, you're picking up the wrong vibe. There is something called intuition, and it works on what is called precognition. Touch the minds of your people. Now, I'm going back to this is what I did when I was 8 years old. And then I got intelligent. I took some classes with the school. Got enough freaking college credits. I went to the University of Phoenix. They were willing to give me 2 PhDs. I got so many damn college credits. Went to Webster University. Said, yeah, give us 10 grand. We're going to give you a PhD, brother. You're a highly educated individual. And I lost my precognition. It's called a preeminence. Now, let me close with a secret. I've talked in circles. Everybody that ain't supposed to be here and I already clicked off. That's why I talk in circles for 40 minutes. Because everybody that ain't supposed to hear it, them suckers ain't going to stick around. Precognition, brothers. Precognition, sisters. Some people call it a hunch. Some people call it suspicion. Precognition is pre-science. It's a premonition. Now, a premonition is like a warning of a future event. A premonition. See, it is the ability to know the future. Do you know that intuition, or what is called a gut sense, or your sixth sense, is a premonition? It is a premonition. A premonition is a strong feeling that something is about to happen. Now, you got that skill. Some people call it a sixth sense. Some people call it women's intuition. Now, everybody has it. Some people have it more than others. The Bible calls it discernment. Premonition is now... Many people use it to worry instead of using it, again, as something to carry or to curry. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, because now we've talked about for 40 minutes about the problem. So let me give you the solution. This is what I do all day. The Bible calls it discernment. Now, remember, it's a pre. That means to go before. And the word M-O-N-I-T-O-N, monition, monition. Now, monition is simply like a notice. Monition. Monition is almost like a warning. The word monition means reminding. The word monition comes from the word monitor. Father, touch the mouth of your picture. So you got a pre-monitor. Your intuition is your monitor. It's like God sends his angels to encamp around about you. So your gut or your intuition, they monitor everything around you before it gets to you. And so you get a gut feeling to go left because the angels, the ancestors, the angelic hosts, they are sending you excuse me, through mental telepathy or through an angelic language. They're telling you, hey, we scouted ahead. We see that if you go right, you're going to encounter a lot of adversity. So we're telling you to go left. Way before you have the time to make the decision. Your job is to sense it and do it. Don't think. When you think, you're going to talk yourself out of your blessing. A premonition. It is a pre-monitoring of future events. You got your gut. Your gut is telling you, but you ain't listening. That is the pattern. The conscious pattern is intuition. The conscious pattern is enthusiasm. The conscious pattern is inspiritas, inspiration. The conscious pattern is your gift, charisma. That's the conscious pattern that should override the unconscious pattern. The unconscious pattern is thinking. Conscious pattern is no thought. Comes from thought. Thoth is not your friend. He's the Egyptian god. Now, it's better than what we had, because before that we was, you know, Homo Magnon and Homo Neanderthal. So we needed thought or thoughts. So that way, you know, we can go from our caveman era. Well, guess what? We're not Homo Magnon. We're not Homo Neanderthal. We're Homo sapiens now. At least that's what they tell us. So now, we don't need thoughts. Not from the direction or from the way of overriding our intuition. Your intuition is a premonition. Now, there's a whole science behind premonitions that's sometimes called your intuition. But since we have not studied the science, many of us, we don't understand the phenomena. Or we don't understand. Like, once I started doing it, this is how I can read people. Now I never, ever judge or talk to or make decisions based upon what people say or what they do. That's all past tense. I base everything that I do upon your vibe, your frequency, your wave, your vibration, your energy. Because why? Your energy can't lie. Even though you're telling me I hate you, I'm tuned into your vibe or your frequency or your energy. Let me give an example. And I know my wife wouldn't mind. So I lied, I cheated, I did all of this stuff with my wife that was messed up, that was wrong. My wife was like, my wife actually saved my life, probably. Meaning, you know what my wife did when I did all my crap? She kept living. I moved out, new dude moved in. Now, a lot of people would criticize my wife. They would say, well, you was married. You're supposed to fight for your man. You're supposed to wait for your man. No, my wife knows she was dealing with stupid. So I give my wife mad props because my wife woke my ass up. My wife said, Negro, if you can do it, I can do it too. In fact, you do it, I can do it better than you. So I moved out. My wife moved, you know, a new guy in. She said, well, hey, shit, you left. What am I supposed to do? I was expecting my wife to do what, you know, our wives do, be a good wife, you know, cry, fall out and kick, call me and beg me, honey, I don't know what I'm going to do without you. Come home. No. You know what my wife did? My wife, I would drive by the house, and there would be 30 cars in front of my in my driveway. I was stalking my, after I left, moved on. Now, this is how crazy this is. Now, this, I didn't read this in no book. This ain't no damn Lifetime movie. This is real life. So I left my wife for another woman. And I expected my wife to, hey, come on, dog. I'm master teacher 33. I'm the bomb. Ain't no dude better than me. So she got a dude made more money than me. He was younger than me. I don't know if he looked better than me. I think I look better than he did. I'm just saying. Her family liked the dude. He played dominoes and checkers. I don't play no damn dominoes or checkers. Everybody liked the dude. So my wife told me her actions and her speech. I came by and said, babe, I want you back. She said, hell no. You, what, you bump your head? So I started mailing her stuff. I started bringing flowers. I started coming by. I would bring breakfast. She said, I ain't eating that crap. She gave it to the dog or gave it to the kids. This was her actions and her words. Negro, leave me alone. I got a better version of you. Her words and her actions said the marriage is over, homie. She went, she called the divorce lawyer. She said, file the divorce, nigga, you left. I don't want you. I don't like you. Never like you. In fact, your family don't like you. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, she didn't say that, but you know what I'm saying. Her actions and her words. But what was I doing, brother? What was I doing, sister? I was paying attention to her vibe. I didn't give a damn what she was saying with her mouth. I didn't give a damn of what she was doing with her actions. I knew I was the cause of the pain. I knew I was the reason. I was the person that ignited this fire, that started it. If I freaking started it, I'm going to finish it. Intuition. My gut told me, brother. My gut told me. Now, what if I'd have took the advice of everybody from my family? What if she took the advice from everybody from her family? Because guess what happened? Soon as she said, well, I'm thinking about taking him back. Oh, hell no. Mm-mm. That worthless bum, he did this to you. He did that to you. Everybody in her family said, you didn't bump your head. You finally got rid of that fool. We ain't like you from the jump street. You got this new dude. He makes more money. He's younger. He's this, he's that. But that's why I married my wife. Because guess what? Like me, my wife don't give a damn about what other people say or what other people do. She goes by her gut, her intuition, and her vibe. Now, I'm not sitting up here telling you that, you know, hey, everything is peaches and cream. I'm simply telling you how intuition works. And I'm simply saying that right now you need to get rid of your unconscious pattern and you need to pick up a conscious pattern. You need to be totally aware, tuned in to your gut, not your brain. Think with your gut, not with your head. Your head going to say invest in this stock. Your head going to say that the company is growing. You're going to call your stock market guy and he's going to say, yes, this is an up-and-coming company. The stocks are rising. Everything is great. But your gut is going to say, I don't know. You ain't got no proof. You ain't got no evidence. You got nothing to go on but your gut is telling you something. Should you trust your intuition? See, many of us, we don't trust our intuition. That is why we are in deep chemistry. See, if we can identify what the gift of intuition is, because precognition research, there's a guy I've been studying by the name of Dr. Larry Dossey, Dossey. This dude has discovered something that is a game changer, like Dr. Bruce Lipton did with the biology of belief. This dude has found that there is a genetic marker that helps us to stay what he calls a prodigy. Back in the biblical days, according to this doctor, they were called prophets. So prophets are not necessarily prophets because they got a calling. Prophets are prophets because they got a genetic marker, a code, passed down from generation to generation. That's why the priest of Levi, you know, back in the Old Testament, you could not be a priest unless you was a Levitical. The Levitical priesthood was just like they're doing in the British with the royal family. You can't just be a royal. It got to be in your blood. Because why? Blood is a life pattern. So this dude, he's saying the same thing. Certain people have a genetic or a blood pattern for precognition or discernment. Now, I can go back, as you guys know, in my family, I can trace it all the way back. I went to as far as to the guy that was raised on the plantation, who was a slave. When his master set him free, he gave him all this land. His name was William Branch. I was named after him. He was on my mother's side. So my mother's father was a slave. And his master's their name was Branch. That's why we got Frazier, and then we come on with Rogers. I traced it all the way back. He was a prophet. He was a master teacher. Everything I'm doing, he already did. So am I doing anything new? No. It's in my freaking genes. It's a genetic code that's been passed down. So what am I saying, brother? What am I saying, sister? Let me close with the same question that I said at the beginning of today's show. This is how you override your unconscious pattern with your conscious pattern. Consciousness is actually intuition. It's a gut. That simply means, what have you done wrong so much? What have you done wrong? What have you failed at so many times? And you failed at it over and over and over and over and over a million times. That now, you know everything about it. Everything. Nobody can come up to me and talk to me about deviant behavior. There is not a more deviant fool on the planet than me. I can go to the prison right now, and I'll be running that sucker in a week. I can go to the White House, and I'll be running that sucker in a week. Why? I understand human psyche. Because I was psychologically mind-elfed as a kid. People play psychological. Do you know what it's like to be shown a sandwich and then told you can't have it and watch somebody eat it in front of you while you're hungry? And you say, now, why are they doing that? Do you know what it's like to have somebody take your mother, stand in front of you and beat them, make you watch? And I'm like, what the? Do you know when I went to the Marine Corps, you know what the Marine Corps do? They play mind games. The Marines, they go, you go on a hike, they don't tell you how far you're going. You say, hey, they reveille sounds out. They say, hey, we're on a parade deck. Put your shoes on. We're going PT. How far are we going? Shut up and get in line and start running. So you just start running. You don't know if you're running around. Some days we would get up and we would jog around the freaking barracks and go back. We say, that's it? Then the next morning we get up and we go for freaking 10 miles. Mind games. Most of them suckers dropped out. If you want to play mind games, join the Marine Corps. Them suckers are great at mind effing you. You come out and your brain will be freaking jello. That's what they wanted to do, break you down and build you back up. All my life, I've been in organizations that mind eff people. And it didn't work on me. My ruling disposition. Now, that's good and bad. Because why? Sometimes I latch on to stuff that I should release. I got bulled out. Nobody can outwill me, man. Nobody. Because I was trained to use willpower. I was trained in an environment where psychological games was going on. I was trained in an environment that picked up vibes, So now when somebody comes in, I can pick up their vibe. That person don't mean me. They telling me the right stuff, but they got an underlining vibe that I don't like. And everybody tells me, no, man, you just wrong, brother. You just wrong. Man, damn, there's 60 years on this damn planet. My gut has never been wrong. Never. I've never met a person that my original opinion of them has changed. Never. My gut is never wrong. Yours ain't either. The problem is you water it down. You talk yourself into believing people that you shouldn't. Well, they really don't mean me ill will. You know, they had a bad day. Well, we're going to give them another chance, blah, blah. But his vibe is still the same. Her vibe is still the same. Now, I'm not saying that you discount people, you diss people. I'm just saying you understand them. Let me close with the story of the frog and now the scorpion and the scorpion and the frog. You guys probably have heard this story. So that was a scorpion. Scorpions can't swim. The frog was going across. And the story goes that the scorpion asked the frog, hey, let me get a ride across the stream on your back. The frog was like, oh, hell no, dude. You sting people. But the scorpion promised the frog, no, I am not going to sting you, dude. The frog said, no, dude. You always sting people. It's in your nature. The scorpion said, dude, you don't understand. If I don't get across this bank, I'm going to die. There's flooding over here. I need to get across the water. I can't swim. You can swim. If you help me get across, I promise you, I won't sting you. So the frog, been a nice guy. The frog probably was a caregiver. Like me. Been a nice guy. Nice guy. The frog says, against his better judgment, okay, Mr. Scorpion, jump on my back. But, hey, if you sting me, both of us going to drown, dude. Scorpion like, no problem, homie. Frog starts stroking across the stream. You know the story. His ass got stung. The frog says, dude, you said you weren't going to sting me, man. Why would you do that? Now we both going to drown. Scorpion said, homie, it's in my nature. Lepers can't change their spots. Lions will always eat meat. Programmed to sting. So I'm going to ask you one thing. Make sure you know the program, the pattern of whatever you're doing and whoever you're with. Don't, just because somebody can go outside of their pattern for a day or two, stick around. Better make sure you understand their original pattern. More importantly, though, you better make sure you understand your original pattern. How to exchange your unconscious pattern for a conscious pattern? Intuition. Live in your intuition. Your intuition will always give you enthusiasm. Your intuition will always make sure that you're inspirational. Your intuition will always make sure that you're charismatic. Now, remember the word charisma. Because it's a Greek word that means gift. Your gift is inside your intuition. See, you're using your brain to try to find your niche and your dick near instead of using your gut. That's why you can't find it. How did I find my gut? I mean, my intuition? How did I know what I'm supposed to be doing? My gut told me, not my brain. Now, I do dick near reports. I read it, put it on the shelf. Why? I decided to be a teacher. I decided to be a truthologist. I just use teaching as a vehicle. Why did I decide to do that? Because I read my Dear Kinney report. I did all this research. And because my gut says, you've been raised in an environment all your life where you was bombarded with all of these different frequencies. And now you're a frequency detector. You can detect frequencies better than anybody else on the planet. You can do that all day, every day. You don't need no manual. You don't need no book. You can do it. Why? Because you was raised in an environment where you was under constant attack and you got whooped every day by different frequencies. because you thought they was benevolent. Now you know. Go out and teach somebody else. So what have you been whooped? Whatever whooped you, now it's time for you to whoop it. Brothers and sisters, I'm out. This your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Thank everybody for hanging out with me over time. Appreciate you. Love you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the sun bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.